could be.
Mitchell continues to hang in there strong.
Rose, man, she said, thank you.
Really?
Did you see?
No, but I got a little different report, must it? But, you know, people see different sections.
Mitchell stood firm, said that after one of them. Ratings ran, terrible. Why didn't the president get everybody off the White House lawn? And, go through the mind, who had done this, who should have done this? But Mitchell said, what do you want to do, shoot him?
I didn't hear that.
Oh, it was terrible. Well, I can have a way, I'm sure that way is a good. Hope for the best, hope for the best. What are your reports about you?
Well, that Baker kind of... You know, was serving rough on him. I'm not deciding with Baker, but I don't... One thing that Baker said that the people I had monitored were pretty pleased about is that Baker, when Mitchell's, you know, stuck to his story that the president would have lowered the vote, that Baker said, well, he agrees. He said that he felt that the president would have done just that. And he said that he felt Mitchell's hindsight was just right. And Mitchell didn't tell the president because he was afraid that, as he said, the president would have lowered the vote. And that he's staying right where that started. And Baker apparently associated himself and was fairly effective in that association with that conclusion that you would have lowered the vote.
Well, he should.
But, hell yes, he should. But as to whether he's a, you know, I'm sure what he did.
Yeah, we all hear it very smart.
I'm sure what Rose said is absolutely correct.
But don't worry about it.
The wires would say that John Mitchell said today he told President Nixon nothing of the meetings which led up to the Watergate wiretapping because he had rejected the plan and assumed these matters were over and done with.
Yeah.
I tell you, the people are writing good stuff about Mitchell. I think I mentioned that to you this morning about the... Well, I told you that Betty Deal has a piece this morning and people thought that Mitchell was down and out, but he came back with the same old spark. I think he's coming out of this all right. I'll tell you, Jude, Wanniski of the Wall Street Journal. Wanniski.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Wanniski.
Wanniski is a wrote a very damaging piece this morning on Dean. Again, assessing the credibility of his testimony. So that's
what was his theme?
His theme basically was that he went to the Camp David report, analyzed that. Went to the.
There's no other way. There was a report at Camp David. Is there any way that now that's getting out?
I'll tell you, I may be wrong. I'll do exactly what you instruct me to do, but I think if we get our cabinet people out focusing on that.
You think everybody's right about Rudy Anthony?
Oh, they're starting to, I think. But in terms of the...
Camp David report, Wanniski and others feel does discredit the...
Totally.
That for God's sakes, he felt all these things about the president, why the devil did he put him down there? What was the date of the Camp David report? You don't have that, do you?
Well, it was... He prepared it before the 28th. We don't have a date on when he wrote it.
For the 28th, I see.
See, the one that Nisky points out, of course, what Dean did write at Camp David, and he says Exhibit 39 instead of Watergate at the Senate Committee.
pins the Watergate directly and solely on Liddy, although it does implicate Magruder, Metro, Holland, and Early. Instead of encompassing Mr. Dean's alleged desire to end the cover-up and remove the cancer from the president, his Camp David report not only makes no mention of his first-hand knowledge of President Nixon's involvement, but also exonerates the president.
This happens to be the truth.
Phase of his personal odyssey.
Well, it's been warped by one thing. Immunity. And as he pointed out.
No, he gets into the immunity.
Yeah, that's the real thing.
He also points out that it is a fact that in the president's 27 years in public life, never have you been caught, as he points out, or accused of lying in any of your public statements. And he said, if you had been, that would be something that certainly would have been, what he says, falsehood. He said, if that had been the case by now, we surely would have been reminded of it. But it's that type of there's no dramatic Triton. He gets good regional play, doesn't get much national play.
But that's always been true.
I don't think the other team has any regional play on this issue.
Not in any substantial degree.
They don't play it. But if you look around the table there, you can see that they're not really a very schmaltzy group.
No, well, that's...
Very nice people, though, very nice people. Right there.
I don't know what Fred Knapp was really saying this morning, but he was expressing his view.
For the balance of the week.
After Mitchell, there's a discussion that they may call Moore up. That is not confirmed yet. Talking to Bizarre yesterday, apparently they now have a date locked in for Ehrlichman and Haldeman, which is about the 23rd to the 26th of July. So I think they'll have the thing pretty well out of the way by the 1st of August. But in terms of the balance of the week, it could be Moore, it could be Kalmbach. Apparently they haven't decided that yet.
Well, Kalmbach would be an interesting version.
I think Kalmbach would be fine. Conley pointed out, I saw him briefly afterwards, after the cabinet meeting this morning, I said, how do you think things are going? He said, Watergate's over. Which is pretty well our judgment.
Well, Watergate is
no.
I have a strong feeling that if I tell the captain, I'll just get out and start grabbing the economy. I really think it's how I said, we just figured the campaign, and we've got a rest a little too. For the rest after the 1st of September, after Labor Day, the campaign begins. And then it goes on, and we'll have a nice little campaign between then and Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
We'll go and they'll go.
Uh-huh.
We'll see which side prevails. That's what I have in mind. You can't really take campaign tempo or that one. Of course, I'll have sandwich in there at least two weeks at least in Europe. Just that either is that's part of our campaign.
In October. Got to speak to this in August, in a general way.
Sure.
But
I'm going to speak, and then we're going to have some other people say we think that's great.
Yes, sir.
We can get a few letters written, a few hands taken, at that time. Then, but in terms of my sustaining in August, there's no way to run.
No, I don't think you should.
I can't go rushing around.
No.
No, we've got to seal the Watergate thing right after that. And say, no, what the hell is this shouting all about? It's awfully hard. Did you talk to that fire about how to do it?
Where? Yes, he's putting thoughts down.
What'd you say? Where?
He's generally inclined to feel that. Oh, I'm sorry, I did not ask him where.
That's right.
I will ask him that.
The forum. Curry wants a joint session of Congress for him.
He does?
Nope.
Would he write you a note on that, or?
What do you think of?
I'm against it. I think it would be very dumb.
I guess they've got this blank meeting with the committee. Not the hard time for them. You feel at the moment it should be a live audience, don't you?
That's my instinct. I mean, that's my feeling right now.
You can put a live audience in the White House.
I could. Or you could put a... Depends on how you say it and what you say, of course, which we're not to that point yet. But I think the first part of August, almost any, you know, not almost any, but you would get, if we move in generally the direction we talked about last night, which I know we have not refined, would get a very good response from that before a, you know, even an association audience of made up of basically middle class. I don't want to say
that.
I mean, there are a number of, you know, there are conventions that are held. I don't even know the names of them. But I'm not talking American Legion but it could be the, you know, Restaurant Operators of America.
Well, another thing you could get.
You just
get selective leaders and whack them into the White House.
Good.
You know, rather than having a press conference and so forth.
I don't. Well.
There's a sign you don't like to bring them in the White House. Better go out on the trip. It'd be nice to go to some place like Chicago. The general writing with regard to Kansas City indicated a friendly reception.
The general overall, yes, sir, with some few exceptions. I'm sure the exceptions have been pointed out to you, and the general stuff has not been.
Three random things, but there was a lukewarm reception.
No, there's a little bit of that dribbled around.
Who was that? I don't know.
I think Helen Thomas put that in one of her second stories.
Did the press honestly make it with lukewarm?
No.
But they were honestly.
Well, I
remember one of these.
I'll give you an honest answer. I think they felt it was a crowd and it was hot. They had been there for a while and responded well. And that's how the pictures came out. And that's how the overall impression was.
That's the overall impression. Why would you worry about it? Was she trying to deal in general? It was under problem.
No, she just, just like that. I was sat in a wire car and on the way from the airport to the federal building. She was dictating their bulletin and leave, which was that the president had arrived in Kansas City, which they always do. And she was chewing her gum and sitting there with her legs spread and smelling and stuff. And she was dictating, she said, the president has just arrived in Kansas City proceeding. You know, to the federal building to swear in Kelly, who is scheduled to take over the scandal-ridden FBI. And I said, Helen, I've never raised anything. Well, you've been taking a story. But I said, just wait a second. I know you're rushed. I know you're dictating the lead. But how can you draw the assumption or make the statement, which is going out over your wire, that the FBI is scandal-ridden? Well, then she went on and dictated friendly crowds along the street and so forth. But it's amazing, Mr. President, how you know, one person sitting there in a car can do that. But we'll continue to work with her.
Because oh, yes, sir.
Drawing conclusions and confessions, and it's past everyone.